Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Knife of Never Letting Go and The New World, Chaos Walking, Books 0.5 and 1, written by Patrick Ness and read by Humphrey Bauer.
The first thing you find out when your dog learns to talk is that dogs don't got nothing much to say about anything. Need a poo, Todd? Shut up, Manchi. Poo! Poo, Todd! I said, shut it. We're walking across the wild fields southeast of town, those ones that slope down to the river and head on towards the swamp. Ben sent me to pick him some swamp apples, and he's made me take Manchi with me, even though we all know Killian only bought him to stay on Mayor Prentice's good side. And so suddenly, here's this brand new dog as a present for my birthday last year, when I never said I wanted any dog, that what I said I wanted was for Killian to finally fix the fishing bike, so I wouldn't have to walk every forsaken place in this stupid town. But oh no. Happy birthday, Todd. Here's a brand new puppy, Todd. And even though you don't want him, even though you never asked for him, guess who has to feed him and train him and wash him and take him for walks and listen to him jabber? Now he's got old enough for the talking germ to set his mouth moving. Guess who? Poo, Manchi barks quietly to himself. Poo, poo, poo. Just have your stupid poo and quit yapping about it. I take a switch of grass from beside the trail and I swat after him with it. I don't reach him. I don't mean to reach him. But he just laughs his little barking laugh and carries on down the trail. I follow after him, switching the switch against the grass on either side, squinting from the sun, trying not to think about nothing at all. We don't need apples from the swamp, truth to tell. Ben can buy them at Mr. Phelps's store if he really wants them. Also true, going to the swamp to pick a few apples is not a job for a man, because men are never allowed to be so idle. Now, I won't officially become a man for 30 more days. I've lived 12 years of 13 long months each, and another 12 months besides, all of which living means I'm still 1 month away from the big birthday. The plans are being planned, the preparations prepared. It will be a party, I guess, though I'm starting to get some strange pictures about it, all dark and too bright at the same time. But nevertheless, I will become a man, and picking apples in the swamp is not a job for a man, or even an almost man. But Ben knows he can ask me to go, and he knows I'll say yes to going, because the swamp is the only place anywhere near Prentice Town where you can have half a break from all the noise that men spill out of themselves, all their clamour and clatter that never lets up, even when they sleep, men and the thoughts they don't know they think, even when everyone can hear. Men and their noise. I don't know how they do it, how they stand each other. Men are noisy creatures. Squirrel! Manchi shouts, and off he goes, jumping off the trail, no matter how loud I yell after him. And off I have to go too. Across the... I look round to make sure I'm alone. Goddamn fields! Because Killian'll have a fit if Manchi falls down some goddamn snake hole. And of course it'll be my own goddamn fault, even though I never wanted the goddamn dog in the goddamn first place. Manchi! Get back here! Squirrel! I have to kick my way through the grass, getting grublets stuck to my shoes. One smashes as I kick it off, leaving a green smear across my trainers, which I know from experience ain't coming out. Manchi! I rage.